This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Comp!
Hello!
Hello, Lucy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing really good, actually.
Yeah, you're in good mood?
I'm in a great mood.
In a belittling mood?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? A mood that when your husband tries to come up with a nice idea that will, you know, maybe help elevate the show. You go, nah, I'm gonna bring him down instead of up.
I don't know if that's a fair read of the situation.
I'm gonna hold his head underwater like a baby instead of, you know, giving him a little bit of triumph.
I don't think that
helping him elevate the show.
You make it seem like a sabotage. I think I was doing a good thing.
We need a Trump impression.
Honesty. Look, I think if we had a Trump impression, we would need to do it. That's true.
He's probably going to win. Even if he does, he's going to be in the general election.
It could be 4 more years.
Yeah. I'm just saying we need to get on board this time. and I'm working at it. And all I hear from you is negative things about my Trump impression.
I just don't think people expect a Trump impression.
You don't support me.
What is that?
You don't think I can do it? I mean, I think there's, look, people who listen to this show. I'm not the Micro Machine guy. Mm. I'm not the guy from Police Academy who makes the noises. I don't do impressions, typically. But I think this is pretty good.
It's not good.
Lucy doesn't think this sounds like Donald Trump. She's a dummy. Only a dumb person wouldn't think this was me.
What is that? What part of Trump is that?
It's
dumb person. When does he talk like that?
He goes up and down. Volume and timbre change.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Impressions are all about volume.
We need to be more mainstream. This is what the people want. You know, like, I mean, we can't just keep doing this like for 4 more years if he's president and he says something crazy about, you know, how he's going to, like, you know, buy Big Ben and bring it to America or some weird thing. Or he's going to, you know, euthanize bicyclists. You know, I have to be able to do an impression of it. I can't be like, hey, isn't it crazy what he said? That's not going to get us anywhere.
I don't know.
Don't you want to own a house one day?
I would love to.
Right. Well, this is how we're going to do it.
I don't know that this is our road to prosperity. I don't think that this is. I don't think anyone needs this from you. You don't have to. You know,
Mr. Gorbachev,
be the impressions person.
Tear down this wall. Right, that's not bad. Give me some other ones. That's a good practice.
Okay, this isn't a real president, but I think it's a good one. You say it a lot, right?
Okay.
West Wing, right?
Okay.
The streets of heaven are too crowded with angels tonight.
The streets of heaven. Are too crowded with angels tonight. Walked into the fire. Ran into the fire. That's not bad. That's a classic West Wing scene where he's talks about a bunch of where they so someone let the fire in a nursery and a bunch of college kids ran into to save the babies.
Right. Yes.
Personally, I don't know why there was a fire in a nursery. Who built this dormitory Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe Biden. I mean, this is...
Look, every time you do a voice.
Yeah.
I think that would make... That voice would go great with like a character, with an eccentric character.
Like Donald Trump.
And every time you do a voice, it sounds like nobody who's ever existed.
Who do you think this sounds like? Like, if I did this, you wouldn't even know I was trying to do Donald Trump?
I wouldn't know unless you...
Who would you guess?
Say it's hard to put myself in that position because you kept screaming as you were doing it. In between
bouts of... Ich bin ein Berlin.
You kept screaming, I'm doing Donald Trump.
Well, look, I mean, regardless, even if it, I think it's a pretty good start. But you could have been more supportive.
Look, it could be developed. I'm not giving up on it.
Well, you know, you aren't. You were. Now that I've called you out on the air, as it were. now she says she wants to develop. But you should have heard her 10 minutes ago. She's all negative. Very nasty woman. Very nasty woman.
I just don't think this is our brand.
Well, our brand isn't working. We're trying to rebrand into a show that had, like, you know, I mean, is there a different impression I should do besides Donald Trump?
No. I think this is your bread and butter is like we had to delay the show because your lip was bleeding a little bit.
Well, yeah,
that's kind of our. Well,
I bit the skin off my lip a little bit by mistake.
I think that's what
I thought it was like one of those dry things that just kind of hangs there and you just kind of rip it off, and it turned out to be like connected to more real skin. But that is currently our brand. I agree, but that's alienating people.
How accessible that is.
Who wants to listen to a show where a man bites off his own skin? That's disgusting. I love that. What an oddball.
In the beginning, you could kind of hear some Trumpish.
What an oddball. That's how he talks. Wait, I don't think you listen to him enough. He definitely does that. It's like halfway through a word, just stops talking.
You're not going to gas.
Ray Kump is so fat.
I mean, that's, yeah. That's,
oh, no. Well, that sounds right.
That was actually, I felt like he was in the room.
Ray Kump. His lip is always bleeding.
You can never do it twice.
Well, I'll do the same line again. Ray Kump is so fat.
But it sounds so different. At first, the fluctuations in the volume, yeah, they sounded kind of like Trump.
Well, that's what it's
supposed to be. As you keep going, it gets tighter. It gets more and more weird. And
that's what makes it funny.
Constricted.
No, you're supposed to take the actual thing and embellish.
Mm.
Like, Donald Trump doesn't really talk like this.
Oh, he doesn't?
But this is comedic emphasis. Lucy's very nasty.
Where do you see this going? If you could master a Trump impression.
I could do like...
How do you think your life will be different?
Because then I'll be like, you know, I'll be... We're pretty good at riffing, I think. You know? And we can riff with Donald Trump. Because all these guys who don't do Trump... I mean, some of them are funny. Mm. But a lot of them are just... It's just very like, hey, I sound like Trump. But we combine. If I could do a real authentic Trump and then come up with crazy ideas like the Big Ben thing I had,
yeah,
which doesn't sound like, you know, that wasn't great. I'm gonna buy Big Ben from the Queen. They were gonna put the immigrants in the Ben. That's where we put. Why don't they just buy the Tower of London from England and like? They could make that our new, like, Ellis Island. We're going to make a new Ellis Island.
The Tower of London will be our Ellis
Island. I'm going to buy the Tower of London. That's so Trump.
Mm.
Tower of London. And then we're going to turn it into a prison. Best prison you've ever seen.
There are all these subtleties. Like, the thing is, it's you're right, it rounds it.
Yeah.
But you add these subtleties that make it, like the way the voice lilts a little bit on London.
I've been feeling depressed. A little down in the dumps.
But then for some reason you say it like London.
London.
Which you would never do.
Sometimes I think about self-harm.
You think so? Like, there you go. Self-harm Trump.
Self-harm Trump.
That would be a great character.
Yeah.
See? There we go. And that's because I sound a little bit like Trump, but then they go, you know, we don't need to be sounding just like him. Sometimes I cut myself just to feel a little control.
That's right.
It relieves the stress.
I'm sold. I need to lock you in a room.
Sometimes I think about jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. But Sleepy Joe! The closer I get, the funnier your ideas can be. You know?
Yeah.
Like we do Trump at those hearings with the UFO thing.
Right.
These UFOs, they're not very bright. I think we make better ships right here in America. We won't let them in. We're going to put them in those immigrant camps. What?
This is crazy.
Like Trump solving the extraterrestrial immigration crisis.
Right.
Another idea.
Self-harm Trump is very good.
There we go. See? Just a minute, I was right. We can move on. Please.
Yeah, you were right about that.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. See, sometimes you have to have a little conflict to get to break an egg. Sometimes you got to break an egg.
You need a little
That's the expression. Remember, usually we just a little earlier in the show, but we remember to sign up for the Patreon. You get an extra episode every week. $5, not bad. Just sign up at patreon.com/raycomp. A good friend of mine.
They're very good.
Thank you. Well, we'll move on from this. Mm-hmm. But he win Iowa? I think he did, right?
He did.
Yeah.
Anything about it?
I don't think about Trump very much lately, just because, you know, I hope he wins his lawsuits, because I think that's nonsense. But apparently he won Iowa.
Which ones?
There's like six, you know, the ones that are trying to keep him off the ballot, or the ones that are trying to take his money.
Right.
Let him have his money. What are you going to do for $100 million? You build another, abortion clinic in the middle of a school park. They want to build abortion clinics and a Chuck E. Cheese so you can meet the rat and then get an abortion. They're crazy.
Look, actually, you know what? That's a great name for this. Just blanket name for this.
Yeah.
Rat Trump.
Rat Trump. Sleepy Joe wants to put abortion clinics in the middle of McDonald's Playland. Right there with Grimace. You're playing with Grimace, and then he sticks a tube inside you and takes out your baby.
Somehow just calling it Rad Trump explains away all the inconsistencies, and it becomes perfect.
Right. I think Trump should hire me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's not, I mean, he's still winning because, you know, but it's all from like, you know, old stuff. But he needs some new exciting stuff.
Mm.
And I could be the guy, I like this, like, why not just use that as an idea? Put that in a speech. Just like lie about a bunch of stuff.
Mm.
Like, that's what makes him the best, just lying about things and then never admitting he lied.
Right.
Or sometimes he does. Of course I was lying. But Sleepy Joe believed me about the abortion clinic at McDonald's. I pulled one over.
That's a good piece of advice, piece of free advice. You need to incorporate, you know, bragging about lying more.
Right. Yeah. Like, I convinced Joe that the Choco Taco was coming back. But it's not. I would love that. Why didn't Trump just bring the Choco Taco back?
Oh, man.
Honestly, that's what I would tell him. Like, you're still worth the... I mean, how much does it cost to make the Choco Taco? How many hundreds of millions do you need? Even if he loses this lawsuit, you know?
Yeah, landslide. Landslide if he brings the Choco Taco back.
I mean, he would win... How long has it been gone, the Choco Taco?
That's a good question. Probably like 10 years, right?
You think it's been gone for 10 years?
I think so.
I mean, I haven't eaten one in 10 years. Well, I mean, I don't think...
That's what I'm basing
on. Just look up the Choco Taco, please. How long is the Choco Taco? No, it's like a year ago.
Oh, it feels like 10.
When I left office, the Choco Taco was still here. That's my point. Like, why not just bring that? Like, how much would it cost to bring back the Choco Taco? To make a factory, tool it up. Mm. You probably need like special refrigerated factories.
Now, would this be like a government Choco Taco? Like the government would make it? And
yes, I got the federal government to fund it because I'm smart. That's the kind of thinking you need in the White House. But yeah, so I think Trump should, like, as a campaign thing, like, self-fund the Choco, like, sell it. I'm not saying to give them away, but, like, he can't make the Choco Taco profitable. It probably could work. It's probably just not profitable enough to be, like, part of the Good Humor portfolio of ice creams.
Right.
You know? If people aren't familiar, I've only had, like, once or twice, I think. And people, oh, that's a live troll. Look at him. He thinks he only had one Choco Taco. Yeah, I didn't eat that one. The other ones. Beat you to the punch. What is it? It's a waffle taco with ice cream. It's good.
And chocolate ganache.
You telling me you can't sell that in America?
They should put all the vaccines in that thing.
I mean, if they put all the vaccines in a Choco Taco, we would have, like, what was that problem when, like, people over-vaccinate? Everyone would just be fucking, like, they'd be like a super bug.
Just people foaming out of the mouth on the street.
Yeah, just zombies. What happens if you eat too much vaccine? can you poison yourself on vaccine?
I think you can, yeah.
Why is no one talking about that? I got all these, like, Weinstein brother guys and these guys, like, you know, these vaccine skeptics never mentioned that, you know, if you eat too much, you could die. I want that to be my thing.
Right.
That'd be my thing. I saw, and it's not Trump anymore. It's me. I saw a young girl, half her body was dead. She was in the hospital. Half her body was dead because of the vaccine. She ate, like, 16 loads of vaccine.
Really?
Yeah, her dad was a pediatrician, and she got into his briefcase where he keeps the vaccine.
Oh, wow.
And she ate 16.
She ate of them.
She thought they were candy bars. Mm. She's very stupid.
And how was half her body dead?
It's just, you know what necrotic flesh is?
No.
Dead flesh. That's half of her.
So half of her will just rot.
I don't know if it's the
opposite. The vertical half?
I didn't ask. I didn't think it was polite. Because I didn't want him to be like, well, what do you care? Are you worried if you can, you know, my daughter? She's underage. I wasn't asking that. But that's where it would go. Because he was just, well, which half? You know, it's kind of a creepy question.
Right.
And I actually have emotional intelligence enough to not ask that in that situation.
I would just figure if it was the horizontal half, she can relate to certain people.
Well, you mean top down, up down?
She can relate
to her, like, top, so her arms work, but her legs are dead.
Yeah,
that would be preferable.
There are other kids like that.
Look, that's why I was thinking in the first place to ask the question, because if he said, oh, like, yeah, that, like, her upper half is fine, then I would be like, well, then, you know, it's not that big a deal.
If it's the vertical half, nobody relates to that.
Imagine if it's that, you know, but the other, the bottom half is alive, but the top is dead. Like, the brain still functions, but nothing else works.
Mm.
Like, it's just keeping her alive.
The brain just sends messages to the legs.
Yeah, she can kick.
Yeah, she's a great dancer, actually.
Yeah, she can't hear because her ears don't work. But yeah, but she can, if you kind of use this Morse code with a pin, if you stick a pin in her arm. No, a leg. That's how it works, right? You stick like a butter knife in your leg. You do Morse code that way. She can kind of understand what you're trying to tell her. Which is, like, it's nice. It's something. Humans crave communication. That's what I learned in the hospital. With that, you know.
They need contact.
Yeah. See, these conversations could be our, like, you know, if people love hearing about how bad vaccines are, why would they want to hear about this? About a little girl who poisoned herself accidentally. With her doctor father, her evil doctor father, leaving his vaccines in his briefcase.
And why would he make them so tasty?
He didn't make. What do you think, doctors make their own vaccines? He's just some guy who, like, got, you know, they weren't tasty, but she was a dumb kid.
Well, if he didn't make them, then why is he evil?
I don't know. Also, I don't think he'd have him in a briefcase. Mm. But I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't nitpick. Again, you want a house? You don't want Trump. You don't want these spurious claims. Anyway. But yeah, so Trump is not, I don't know how we got into this. Trump is not, well, Nikki Haley, who I guess is the presumptive second, she's being crammed, she seems like they're trying to cram her down the Republicans' throats.
Mm.
I'm not sure, who do you think is behind that, by the way?
I mean, she's kind of an establishment Republican, right? Like, she's,
I don't know, she was Trump's, like, UN ambassador, wasn't she? I mean,
yeah, but before that, weren't there, she ran before she became,
oh, she was governor afterwards, right, of something?
Something like that.
I don't know. We don't know much about politics.
But I feel like a lot of, like, establishment Republican, I mean, I don't think they like her anymore, but I feel like they were.
No, I'm just curious about who, like, is this, like, is this Tom DeLay? Is he still alive? Is he behind the scenes? Remember Tom DeLay?
Tom DeLay?
He's one of these old senators who ran stuff for a while. The Koch brother, the one Koch brother who's still alive. Who's that?
Oh, right.
Like, who's in the Republican Party? I don't know. I just feel like, you know, it seems like if you're gonna like combat the most popular guy who's ever lived, which Trump is, it goes Jesus, Trump, Gandhi, as far as popularity, and then Mao, and Stalin. Those are the five. So number two guy, I guess, is Trump. I mean, you're like, best case, you're just gonna get Trump not elected. You're not gonna get Haley in over him.
Right.
This seems like you're self-sabotaging.
It's probably gonna be Trump or. I mean, it's going to be Trump. Probably,
yeah, no, it's going to be anyway. So why would you want... Here's my thing. Why would you want to make an enemy of this guy?
Yeah.
You know? Tom DeLay thought he was going to keep me out with his proxy Nikki Haley.
I mean, well, what is he going to do for her? He's going to make her UN person again?
Maybe he makes her, like, the Secretary of State. I don't know. I'll make you Secretary of State. You can talk to the Arabs. You can solve Israel.
Vivek just,
well, Vivek,
bounced,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, point, I was going to say, yes, he did, he bounced. He quit, he got like fifth in Iowa.
That was honestly, I expected a little bit more of a...
Well, over the weekend, he got blasted. He really, like, because he was putting these shirts out that said something like, oh, if you, like, free Trump by voting for Vivek, I guess, because, like, he was... pardon him, I guess. It's a very stupid statement. Just in a lot of ways. He's just the guy. I can't claim it was a certain. Didn't that guy, like, wasn't he involved in some kind of medical scandal with stocks? I've heard things. People have told me he, like, was, you know, allegedly there was pump and dump allegations. I'm not sure what I can claim here. Yeah, that his mother was on the board of a company. I don't know. Maybe Tom DeLay and Nikki Haley made all this up.
Right.
But anyway, Trump called him out on that Truth site and said, you know, he's no good. So,
yeah, I guess you would only stay in, because usually the types that I associate with him, they would run a little bit longer just to be like a statement candidate or whatever.
Yeah.
But I guess he doesn't really have anything
Chrissy
to say.
Chrissy bounced out before even the happened.
Right.
Chrissy, like, was talking, like, last week, just like, I'm sorry. This is not gonna work.
Right.
I forgot I had tickets to a cruise.
Right.
A Papa John's cruise. So, yeah, so he's gone. But yeah, but Haley's not gonna debate now unless Trump's in it and Trump's not debating people. Because he's like, well, am I gonna debate you? Like, people are. Look at my children. I'm going to debate my children.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Which I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You were the president. Like, there's not usually, like, this. When's the last time this happened? Cleveland? Like, Cleveland lost to Harrison, I guess, after his first term, and he got it back. Has anyone else ever run after they were presidents already?
That's a good question. I don't think so.
Maybe so. But the point is, yeah.
Been someone.
I'm sorry, he's supposed to take people seriously?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like he has to.
No, he's still going to win.
So. It seems like it's just her giving herself, I don't know, an integrity narrative for, like, why she drops out.
I just don't know why she's inviting this guy who's got no problem being very mean to women to, like, debate him or debate her. Nikki Haley wanted this. She's a dumb broad. I didn't. She asked for it. I threw hot coffee in her face. He's just slapping her.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know.
You think if he physically attacked Nikki Haley, that would be a problem?
I mean, what?
Honestly, I'm not even sure anymore. I'm not sure it should be either. I mean, compared to, like, look at all the horror that we do in the world.
Like, if he, okay, let's be specific about this. You're saying if he basically beat the shit out of Nikki Haley.
No, I mean, slapped her a few, like, back and forth, like an old movie. No, I don't mean, like, pummeled her, like, you know, like it's this boy's life or something.
Oh, definitely there would be no negative repercussions.
I mean, hard slaps, though.
Maybe if he put her in a coma.
I mean, if she's got that weak of a chin, I mean, I still feel bad, but, like, should he be held? I guess you were always accountable for when you hit people. But I don't think he meant to in that scenario. I'm just...
Wait. This is my scenario. I'm constructing the reality. You're holding water for Trump.
I'm not holding water.
I'm saying,
beat the shit out of Nikki Haley. I'm not biased against him.
I mean, maybe, honestly, maybe the more brutal it was, the more it would open the door to, like, conspiracy theories about it.
Yeah.
But if it was, like, a light...
What if it, like, take the domestic violence aspect out. If he beat up Joe Biden.
Okay.
And take, like,
if he beat up Joe Biden, nobody would have a problem with
right?
it. Not even Joe Biden.
And I'm not sure we should, is my point. Like, I'm saying, I don't mean that as, like, oh, we've gotten so bad. It's gotten so bad.
I don't think I could blame him for beating up Joe Biden.
I think they should fight each other more.
I mean, Joe Biden threatened to punch him.
Yeah.
And if he wants to start a fist fight,
I'll take him.
Kind of talked a little shit.
He's like, I'll take him behind the school or the sock hop and, you know. And then his brain just started bleeding. But he was like, he can't do a sit up. And then Biden literally can't sit up. Right. Anyway, yeah. So that's our election coverage.
Right.
Who are you? Still going to vote for Vivek?
You know, I mean, I'll there's always that, you know, write an option.
Right.
Are
they write me in? Write Rat Trump in.
Rat
maybe,
Trump.
Maybe
if I wrote in Rat Trump, do you think they would count it for Trump?
Isn't that the fact that we don't know, the fact that it might create some issues, is exactly the right move. Because look, some people would want to get, like, roped into, like, a situation of, like, gumming up an election, and I don't want to actually gum one up. But I mean, just the people insinuating that we did could be good for the show.
It would be crazy if somehow New York became a swing state in this election. And there's a whole story around whether or not Rat Trump counted as a vote for Trump. Which goes to the Supreme Court.
And this hanging Chad goes to Rat Cump. There's a guy out there called Rat Trump. It's not me. Do you think Trump would debate Rat Trump?
Honestly, I would arrange that.
How would you pitch this to him? A guy who does a pretty poor impression of you, but it's getting better as he goes along. Like, I don't know what, I mean, there's so many comics out there who have really good Trump impressions, right? Who have, and even, I'm sure, podcast hosts. Like, we're not really carving out a unique situation here. But I do think Rat Trump is a great name. We could piggyback. But what's leapfrogs of people with his name?
Mm.
Get on his.
Maybe
we could get on the ballot in states he's not allowed in.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Rat. Yeah, the Rat Trump movement. And I'll make him my vice president or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I got no bad blood.
But I think that if there is a debate,
yeah,
it should be, we should arrange so that you can be kind of cast in shadow.
Yeah.
So no one can see your face. They just hear the voice.
It's really me. It's really Trump. Remember that? I'm the one who came up with the abortions and the McDonald's.
You live stream into the debate from a dumpster. And you're bathed in shadow.
Why a dumpster?
I just feel like...
Oh, because it's a rat gimmick?
I feel like it's Rat Trump.
Maybe I should get, like, a rat suit to wear to blow up rats. You know, like, but like, it's a costume that a person wears, and I'm dressed like that. My head comes out of the big rat head. And I go on TV. I mean, this could work, To what end, I'm not sure. But I mean, like, yeah, we need a gimmick.
Yeah. I think it could work.
Right. And my name is
Ray. If Rat Trump becomes
and my name is Ray Kump. That's not why we came up with this, but I mean, it really does work together. Mm. It's synergistic.
It's synergy, yeah.
Yeah. Blue sky this. That's one of the business terms, right? Mm. Well, hey, babes, why don't you blue sky this shit? Moving on. What else do we have here today? We have Amy Winehouse biopic?
Yeah.
Who's playing Amy Winehouse?
Some
you say some whore? You were gonna say some whore.
Yeah. Marissa Abella.
Go back up. Let me see.
She looks nothing like Amy.
She looks like she looks like Jenny Slate, kind of like in a costume.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so some fans are mad about it. I like Amy Winehouse.
Did you
like Amy Winehouse?
I mean, she's the one that goes like, I didn't want to go to rehab. That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then she, like, you know, then she overdosed, right?
Yeah.
Overdosed. I mean, I got no ill will towards her. It just seems like, you know, why am I supposed to care about Amy Winehouse? People act like she's a sacred goat. But I mean, she sang a kind of a salty song about like, hey, like that encouraging people to be junk boxed, you know, to not get sober.
Right.
Which is like, I'm not saying they wouldn't have gotten sober either way, but it just seems like it seems like a weird thing to like encourage people. Why don't you try heroin? And then like and then she dies of heroin. It seems like a bad look.
I think it's a bad influence, but yeah. I give her the benefit. Maybe I shouldn't because she was kind of like pushed as an industry darling. But like,
was she?
Yeah, for a while. But like, I give her the benefit of the doubt that
this is like if the Bubbles from the Wire was pushed as an industry darling. I don't understand.
I give her the benefit of the doubt that she's just singing about her life and she happens to be a drug addict.
I'm sick of this whole like, oh, this is like, first of all, I'm sick of the justification to a certain extent. But at least people go like, what was it, the gangster rap of the 90s? This is what our life is like. Which, you know, all right, that's a, but like, hey, I'm a, like, in my life, I'm just like, well, that's just something you choose to do. Right? Like being a drunk person. I guess you could argue being a gang member is also what you choose to do.
Yeah, I that might be more of a choice, to be honest.
But I mean, everyone hates the Eagles, and they were singing when they were doing Hotel California, right? Because it's just like, oh, you're just middle-aged, you know, junk boxes.
Right.
And
I love Hotel California.
It's a great song. That's going to be Rat Trump's campaign song. And I'm going to sing along to Welcome to the Hotel California.
Every time you come out on stage at an event, they have to play the whole song. Yeah.
It was Tiffany Tristan. Got a Mercedes Benz. Basically, you can tell where I'm at with Amy Winehouse.
Right.
It seems like it's just a very sad story.
It is sad.
It's like when you see a girl who like jumps in front of the subway accidentally. You know?
Well, I don't think they're going to make a biopic about a girl who just jumps in front of a subway.
Accidentally.
Maybe they would.
Why not, though?
Well,
if her songs weren't about being addicted to drugs and not caring, I wouldn't make this argument. It just seems very poor taste to be like, you know, she basically encouraged kids to try drugs. And I don't mean pot, like, you know, mescaline,
I mean,
pharmaceutical, ecstasy, right. Whatever. Yeah. What's it, fentanyl? How many kids do you think took fentanyl because of Amy Winehouse?
None, to be
honest. I bet you a few. I bet you a few, like, well, look, if she's this bluesy, maybe my parents are wrong.
Right.
Maybe they don't know. Maybe I shouldn't go to rehab.
Well, that's a good point. There's always a little bit of mystique around somebody who's talented and does drugs.
They want it. Look, some people don't have it going on, like Rat Trump does.
Yeah.
And they think it's better to burn out and fade away, as it were.
Right.
And so I'll be Amy Winehouse, and I'll do fentanyl. but they're just busking, you know, at the Delancey J stop. And then people are throwing, you know, just bags of diapers at them.
Look, all I can say is I listened to Amy Winehouse in formative years.
Yeah.
And I always thought she made drugs sound like they would be pretty not great. But like they would ruin your life.
I didn't want to go to rehab. Well, no, you ever want to go to rehab? And I said, no. Like that sounds fun. I like YMCA. They play that at Sweet 16s probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, bat mitzvahs.
Mm. Yeah, all those professional dancers, who their job is to dance, get the kids going.
Right.
They're dancing.
But somehow this woman, yes.
Selling out rehab with right. balloon letters.
Yeah, some guy, we were talking about last week, with the guy at the Oklahoma City Thunder game doing Simon Says. And he's clapping along to rehab. All right, guys, you guys ready to play Simon Says? Didn't want to go to rehab. I mean, so all this being said, how are people like, what is the argument that she's like, oh, but you can't, like she's somehow sacred?
That I disagree. I mean, I guess some people are mad that it's like the movie goes into her drug addiction, but like.
Oh, they.
I think that's a little unfair. I mean, she did sing about it a lot.
See, what should it have covered? Her time at Purchase College or wherever? Where'd she go to school, Pratt?
Her time volunteering at St. Jude Hospital. yeah. I think if you sing about drugs enough, it makes sense for her biopic to be somewhat about drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? Was it making because of her like innovative use of the B chord? No. I mean, she took a lot of fucking, she chewed a lot of horse.
And it's not like it's just her shooting up the whole time. Yeah, I saw a couple of frames with her holding the guitar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see.
At least 2 minutes is about her making music.
But the reactions from Winehouse fans were far from positive. Critics were quick to decry Winehouse's lack of autonomy over her representation. Well, she's dead.
Yeah.
Lack of autonomy over representation in the film. Accused the film's producers of turning a profit from the singer's turbulent later years. Well, she did. How come she's the only one who's allowed to make a profit? I mean, they probably put a lot of money in this woman. And they probably lost a lot of money when she died. I'm not saying that you get it back. I mean, it's just that's the roll of the dice. But you know, it's like, you know, if I was recruited by some kind of corporation, like McDonald's, for the new, you know, like Playland Abortion Clinic Initiative, whatever, and I was a spokesman, and then I just dropped dead, I would expect them to try to make a movie about me to like recoup their investment.
Right.
You know?
Sure. I agree.
Do you think you're confused why they would hire me?
So you're saying that maybe the industry is right to, you know, murder artists every once in a while?
Well, allegedly. I mean, look, that's a different thing. You're talking about the alleged situations where artists, you know, musical artists stop being profitable, but their catalog is more profitable when they're dead, which is a phenomenon. I mean, But Amy Winehouse at that point, only because she was, you know, it only happened because she got so, you know, hard up on drugs.
I feel like you kind of feel it out when they're at that point. They come into your office and they're like, yeah. And they're like, okay, maybe it's time to do a little stabby.
I got to let you in on a little secret. The entertainment industry is not UNICEF. They're not doing it to help you.
Mm.
So, I mean, you gotta make it harder for people to kill you. If someone could just put a hot shot in your pocket and you automatically take it, you go, hey, I didn't buy this. I'm not saying it's your fault, but I mean, you gotta. If I was gonna become a recording artist, I would have all sorts of booby traps all over my house.
Mm.
I would have, you know, like just kind of like catapults,
fake yous.
I'd have fake me. I'd hire homeless fat guys to like, you know, wander around my house while I'm home.
Yeah.
And you know, people are like over for 4th of July. Like, well, who's that? Like, oh, that's my decoy. he's much less fat than you. I'm like, oh, well, it was a tough year.
And then when the men come,
yeah.
Right, the music industry men come.
Right, yeah.
There's, you know, one of them will have to take the fall, but then the rest of the youths can attack.
Well, hopefully, they'll have, I'll give them the you know, like I'll wrap them up in newspaper with that prison body armor from Oz.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or phone books. I'll tape some phone books to them. I'm not trying to get them killed.
Right.
I'm not using them as human fodder.
Sure.
I'm just saying, it's just me time to, like, you know, set my traps. I'm gonna have hot oil. I'm gonna have cans of hot burning oil with like you know you have a catering hall, or you have like a sweet 16 or a wedding, like that, but not like a fancy one. But they have those like what do they call those? Those discs that burn.
The discs.
That yeah, burn? The burn. Were you the gel?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of know what you're talking.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. The gel. They goes under the ziti.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna have those tray. I'm gonna have that with like oil, like hot, like olive oil, and it's gonna be like propped over a door, right? And so if you don't know, because only certain doors are supposed to be used in my house, right?
Right.
If you are not like a, you know, if you're not privy to the today's list of doors, then you're getting hot olive oil in your eye. That's one trick, right?
I feel like by the end of this, you're going to be horribly burned at least 7 times. Half of your homeless army is going to be dead. But you'll still be able to put out synth music.
Well, yeah, like the trick. I mean, what?
You'll still be able to upload to keep that SoundCloud going.
But, well, you're like, I'm like a Phantom of the Opera. the Phantom of the Opera. I guess. I mean, the point is, Amy Winehouse couldn't do any of this because she was too busy, you know, encouraging children to take drugs.
Oh, you would make a great Phantom of the Opera. you would make a great Phantom of the synth.
Listen to the music of the night. That's one of those songs, right?
Yeah, that's one.
That's good. All right, so are they going to cancel the movie?
No, I think it still comes. I think
who directed this? Martin Scorsese?
No, I don't think so. It doesn't seem like they really mentioned the director that much.
Is this going to be like that Queen biopic?
Oh, the Bohemian Rhapsody, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not for these music biopics. We don't need... These musical artists have nothing to say.
Mm.
And honestly, Bowie was like... They didn't even include the good parts of Bowie. I didn't watch the movie, but I'm sure they didn't. They made it seem like he was shy. I'm so sick of this shit.
Are there really any good biopics about musicians?
La Bamba.
La Bamba was good.
It's not about Richie! It's never about me! It kind of sounds like Rat Trump. That was by Richie. You ever see La Bamba?
Yeah, a long time ago. That's great. I saw it.
That's probably it. Some people say Walk the Line, but I hate that movie.
Yeah, I don't really like it either.
Johnny Cash was a... I viewed him as a fraud. You know, people, I killed a man in Reno just to watch him die. And people, you want to actually kill him? Yes! If you're going to sing about that, then you have to do it.
Hmm.
Now, why do I give Jay-Z? I don't give Jay-Z a pass. I would tell Jay-Z the same thing. Like, did you really have a Mac on your dresser?
Mm.
Or whatever you rap about? Did you ever rap about killing people?
I don't think so. You may have rapped about having guns or something.
Yeah. Like. I mean, because I think people who, like, are the ones who kill people tend... Some people do it. Some people rap when they're not supposed to. But I think in that world, there's always people who get very mad. Like you know, you can rap about, like, you know, having drug business stuff. You know, you can rap about having a brick guitar, but if you say you killed, you know, then it's like they start going like, you know, that's what happened with Tupac, I think.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know what the story, but you know, people are going to get mad. Why are you saying all this stuff? you didn't earn it, but maybe he did. I don't know. Point is, I'm not going to get killed that way because I'm not, I'm just going to have hot oil everywhere. Is olive oil the best one? Of the ones you buy in the store. I know, like, tar, like, that stuff.
I feel like vegetable oil.
That might be a good one. Coconut oil is supposed to be good, you know.
Mm. Well, you want something with a low boiling point, right?
Yeah.
For burning. For
pasta?
For burning human flesh.
We're probably going to end up using these for dinner a lot of the time, too. We're going to, like, take, you know, think of it this way. Like, we're wasting all this hot oil. No, because, like... Dinner time, and we grab a tray of oil off the bathroom door, and then it's already hot.
Is your army eating with us? Like, do they have a place at the dinner
table? Yeah, well, look, I mean, we already have these trays. It's not a big deal to throw a few pounds of pasta into them.
That's a good point, yeah.
Well, you gonna begrudge them some pasta? It's like $1 a box. Come on. They might get stabbed. You're at least feeding them some pasta. I hope they don't get stabbed.
I was just wondering if they ate with us or if they had sort of a family meal.
I mean, it depends.
Back somewhere.
I think sometimes they'll eat with us and sometimes they won't.
Sure.
And we'll make a big deal about it.
That makes sense.
If you make a big, I don't want them to think they have to eat with us. Right. Or some great, or we think it's some great, hey, you can eat with us today. Oh, can we? Okay, thank you. Like, I mean, you know how insulting that is? Are they going to eat with us if they want to?
How magnanimous of you.
Yeah. Are you going to eat next to a man who, gets burned with oil all the time accidentally? Who is the queen? The queen of England? Get lost. They're going to end up killing us, our own people, because you're like Marie Antoinette. You gotta be more respectful of my boys. My homeless boys.
They're gonna have pasta.
I guess they're not homeless anymore because they live in our house.
That's true. Yeah, they have a home.
Right. Our home.
Formerly homeless.
Look, this is the house you're gonna get because you didn't support my Trump impression enough. All right. If you support me more, maybe we could have a mainstream house that doesn't have homeless people live inside of it. But I mean, right now our only safe bet is that we might one day live in like a fun house situation with a bunch of formerly homeless men who help protect us.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad.
Well, it's not the best. I prefer privacy, but what else we got going on? What's this poly mom thing?
How a polyamorous mom had a big sexual adventure. Ugh. And found herself.
This is in the New York Times. So this is about some. You read this already? You read some of this?
Yeah.
I saw the headline before, and I pointed it out. I have no idea what this is. You want to take us through this a little bit?
Sure. I mean, just that headline. You know what you're in for.
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
It's like what do you find out that you like sex?
Yeah. What polyamorous means? What you like some stuff? You like it in your hands while you're also having sex? Like, is it like group sex? Like when your husband's having, the mailman's having sex with me, or I hold my husband's hand, and then these other guys, do stuff with my mouth.
That's basically what it is.
Doesn't everyone like that?
For anyone prone to experiencing secondhand embarrassment, there's a scene in Molly Rodin's winter debut, More, a memoir of an open marriage, that should come with a warning.
Oh, wait, this is a play?
It's a memoir.
Winter. Okay.
Her name is Molly Winter.
Molly Winter. Okay, go ahead.
Winter is at her home in Brooklyn. Oh, Brooklyn. We're from Brooklyn.
Oh, we live in Brooklyn.
You
get us killed. You can't rep Brooklyn like that. We're transplants.
Winter is at her home in Brooklyn. She has just had sex with her boyfriend while her two children sleep upstairs.
All right. Okay. Weird. Why? I mean, honestly, just the fact, look, is there anything wrong with that? I don't know. Probably that depends on how big their house is. I don't know. But why are you telling me?
Right.
The instinct to tell me where your children are after you told me you had sex, I'm not saying it makes you a pet, whatever. Am I being the cue or not? But this, it's just odd.
Also, there's enough telltale signs in this that this family has money.
Yeah.
That it's like, why don't you get a hotel?
Right.
Why don't you get a...
I just had sex with my boyfriend right after I told my son that Santa Claus was going to give him a little treat.
No, it's not as good if I don't know that my kids are there.
Right. My kids should know I might be having sex. They don't ever see it, but they know where they smell it. It does. I want them to smell it in the air.
It doesn't work. I can't come unless my kids have to make awkward conversation with some big dick idiot.
Yeah.
Over breakfast.
Right. It's like, that's really cool. You work in a surf shop. Cool.
And it's just like, it's just begging the question of like, are you having any negative impact on your kids with this?
Of course.
And it's just like, and you just know that it would just be some sloppy like, they're happy because I'm happy.
Right.
They can't be happy unless I'm happy. Just raise your kids.
Just stop having sex.
Just stop.
Stop acting like you need sex all the time.
Just have
sex.
I don't
just use mask. Just use your hand. You're a mother. Use your hand. Oh, my kid. I can't raise my kids unless I'm, getting. I mean, a lot of married people don't have sex. They're fine. What is this whole idea that, you have to be coming all the time?
Right.
Or you can't, make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You can't read your kids, Arthur the Ant or whatever it's called. Was it Mr. Arthur? What's the one? Who am I thinking of?
Mr. Arthur.
The Arthur books. The Aardvark.
Arthur the Aardvark. Yeah.
Who am I thinking
of? That's a show, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't have kids. I don't have to know this stuff.
Every time I read Where the Wild Things Are to my kid, I'm just so angry that I'm not fucking sucking.
I'm not in an anal swing.
Okay. Her husband, Stuart, consented to her tryst.
What? Oh, wait, she's married?
Yeah.
Poly doesn't mean all at once.
Yeah, they're married, but they're fucking all these other people.
Oh, that's just so indulgent.
Her husband, Stuart, consented to her tryst, but feeling guilty, she dashes naked into the kitchen to text him. Don't worry, she writes. He has nothing on you as a lover.
Oh, my God. I mean, look. This is,
but
I
don't instead of texting her husband, she accidentally, that on purpose, sends the message to her boyfriend, who leaves in a huff and later breaks up with her. Winter, devastated, begs her husband to come home to comfort her.
This isn't even real. This is just like, honestly, everything's fake.
It does kind of sound a little fake.
This is what, like, some stupid broad in Brooklyn thinks is, like, some clever, like, you know, turn of events.
Naughty.
Oh, I the reality of this is, like, you know, I met this guy at TGI Fridays, and I thought he ignored my safe word. And he bruised my neck up, and then I had to go to the ER. But I told my kids I fell off his skateboard. I'm just like, I'm all for women being happy, but Polly is like this is like, you know, how about you? How many times?
It's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much. Don't do it with the kids there.
How many?
Cheat on each other.
How many years would you have to wait? Like, you know, I mean, like, these kids, how old are these kids?
I don't know.
No, I know, but I'm saying presumably.
I mean, I don't know, 13, 10, 9.
There's nothing,
could be anything.
There's nothing healthy about being a poly. I mean, socially. You're gonna have some guy, some fucking cocktail waiter that you met, and he banged you in the ass. You gonna come to your PTA meetings with your husband?
There are certain things we don't have to seek to understand.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain things that is so dumb. I bet you're right, though. You were onto something with that, it being fake thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, she probably pitched this as a novel, as like a naughty
comic. She probably said, if it's true at all, she sent it to her kids. She sent him a picture of his mediocre dick. She's to, like, the kids. Here's what really happened. if it's real at all, she fucking, like, he went to go take a piss, and she took a picture of his dick, and it wasn't that big. And she sent it to her husband to show him. So he's got nothing on you. That's why he would have left. But she accidentally sent it to her kids. And he's like, I can't believe you showed your kids my penis. This is terrible. You should go to jail for this.
And later she was like, I want to put this in my book. And she's like, Timmy's going to kill himself if you put it in the book. Right. Okay, I'll say I sent it to Roger. Whatever the fuck.
Her husband?
Whoever she's fucking. I.
You don't think she has a husband?
No, she. I think she has a husband.
No, she says, Roger, right. Yeah.
Whoever.
The civil servant who, the
civil servant who fucked her.
Fuck her ass.
But no, she went into the publishing company and she was like, I have this novel. It's a naughty comedy of errors.
Yeah.
And the publisher was like, this is great, but you know the horror in chapter 3? Can you just say that's you? Can you just say it's you? And she's like, okay.
Oh, it's a novel? Oh, wait, you think it's a novel?
Or she kept pitching it as a fiction.
Right, yeah.
They were like, you gotta...
Yeah,
can it be sure. you taking it in the ass all the time?
Well, I mean, yeah, I have kids.
All right.
But when we look weird if I have kids, it's like, who cares? We try to sell books. I mean, it's far from the only agonizing and breathtakingly candid scene in Moore. Oh, it's called Moore. Yeah, it should be called Whore. Which documents Winter's often turbulent experience. Of open marriage. I mean, she's asking for that, right? You wouldn't, I mean, that's gotta be on purpose, right? You want people to make that. I mean, honestly, like, we're talking about it. We're calling her a whore. The book, you know, like, that's good. That's smart publishing. Mm. That's a smart title. Because she knew everyone was gonna call her whore. It takes the sting out of it. The resentment and jealousy she felt toward her husband's girlfriend. Oh, they're both poly. Oh, she made it seem like they were.
Yeah, I assumed he was probably.
I thought he was just a cog. But then why would she need to, like, send him a text? Like, saying, oh, well, he has nothing on you as a lover.
Because she's an attention-starved dork.
Right. These people should start, like, why don't they just become, like, bikers, old ladies or whatever?
Yeah.
And then you roam around the country, and you get pissed on and beat. That's exciting. and you can never see your kids. How about you do that and make a book out of that? Let's call it Hell's Whore. It's a Hell's Angel. Do I sound like what's the prude?
A little bit, but honestly, this article made me feel that way too.
I just thought, look, it's just,
I'm all for people coming.
Look, go have sex in an alley somewhere. I don't care. Just stop making. Don't make a book. Don't make some cute book out of it.
If you and your husband want to consensually like cheat on each other,
show her picture. Yeah,
that's fine.
Show her picture. It's the fact that she thinks she can be this kind of like, hey, I'm the Brooklyn woman, right? Like, I'm just the Brooklyn mom. Like, no, like, this shouldn't be like a cute anecdote.
Look,
you're a sex addict.
There's only so mean. I only want to be so mean about this, but it's like, they're just never hot.
Right.
The people who do this are never hot.
Right. Yeah.
It's just amazing. Like, I just keep thinking, you just hear all these like wild stories, and you're expecting like,
you thought Kate Upton was gonna be the Brooklyn mom. you thought it was gonna be Penelope Cruz or whoever. I don't know who's hot. Who's the big hot one these days? Kendall Jenner,
Sydney Sweeney.
You thought Sydney Sweeney was gonna be the Brooklyn mom.
This was the best one, quote. She said, I felt like there were no stories from the mainstream about it, and I felt very closeted. It often feels like mothers are not supposed to be sexual beings.
Look, mothers are supposed to be sexual beings. It doesn't mean that you go, when you take your kids to get ice cream, you don't go, like, take some guy into the toilet and have him, you know, shove a Choco Taco up your, good humor. You know, she's like, when did we rebrand like people who are just literally sex addicts?
Right.
As like Polly. When did that happen? Like, it's like, hey, I can't like, you know, I can't come unless a guy's got a gun to my head. Oh, you're so frisky.
Are your kids like, hey, mom, could you just stop sucking guys off under the bleachers at my soccer games?
Yeah.
What, do you want me to not be a sexual being?
Yeah, she's like,
doing your mom.
She brings like that big blanket and she thinks no one knows. Everyone knows. And they've sent letters to the PTA. Like, and like, they're not sure. Like, and the principal's like, she says she's Polly. I'm not sure if I can do anything about it. But he's just lonely. He's just trying to get some. Well, yeah, you know, Polly's it's like a religion, right?
Yeah, a lot of internalized misogyny in this culture.
Would you tell a trans person they can't be that? Well, it's Polly, it's the same thing, right? she brings a thermos of hot chocolate. It's pretty good hot chocolate, too. Mm. Just saying, I'm not saying she's a terrible
person. I bet it's made from scratch.
I'm saying, it doesn't make up for the fact you're traumatizing your kids, but I mean, she's making an effort.
You'd be surprised at how big a place the hot chocolate will take in their memory.
Sure.
Like the Proust.
How big? How big?
It's gonna be about.
Show me with your hands.
It's
how
gonna
big?
Be about 9 inches of memory. And thick.
Oh man.
Like the Proustian Madeleine, that hot chocolate will be.
Oh right. Did anyone get? I get the reference. You think remembrance of things past would be better if instead of a Madeleine cookie was a nine?
Of course. Yeah. There are so many novels that would be better. Right. Instead of anything, it was a 9-inch cock.
You should read more Proust.
The sled or whatever in Ethan Frome. That was a 9-inch cock.
I don't know what that means. What's Ethan Frome?
I don't even really know if there was a sled in that story.
What's Ethan Frome?
It's some dumb novel.
Right.
I don't know.
More.
Sorry, I tried to be too clever.
Sorry, I'm not Brooklyn Mom. I don't get your literary references. More, which Doubleday will release on January 16th. Is that Martin Luther King Day? It was the day after. Mm. They were smart in their way today. Is landing at a moment when polyamory is drifting from the margins to the mainstream. Is it? About a third of Americans surveyed in a YouGov poll in February of 2023 said they preferred some form of non-monogamy in their relationship. That's horse shit. I mean, maybe, whatever.
I mean, at it's like, just at this point, it's like, just, I mean, unless, I guess.
I thought men can't, like, I've always been a little lonely.
I guess unless you get, look, unless you get off on telling each other what you did or whatever, just, people used to find a way to cheat.
No, sure.
You know, people used to just go.
Yeah, what happened? What happened to the
car?
Yeah.
It went late at night. It made it dirtier.
What happened to the thrill of an affair? The thrill of a cop pulling you over.
What?
And you had to, like, you know, give him a taste, you know, or else he would, you know, file you, book you for lewd behavior. What happened to that, those days?
This woman needs to learn how to get fucked in cars.
It just seems like all I hear about is how men can't get one woman.
To me, this is just like an adulteress who's picky about things.
Right.
Like, it's just like I want to have a tryst. But I need to be in my own bed.
Yeah. Enough. All right. Hold on. Can you wait? Did I say you could do that? Now, again, I'm not advocating for not having consent.
But right. Yeah.
But just see, that's the tone. Did I say you could kiss my neck? The polyamory paradox and the polyamory. I mean, seriously, though, this is. How do you describe this? I mean, do you believe the men or do you believe these women? Because I feel like the men are all saying we can't have, no one will have sex with us. And Brooklyn moms are all like, no, we're having, you know, polyamorous trysts everywhere.
Well, I've never believed the men who say no one will have sex with me.
Right.
Someone will have sex with you.
You think they need to go fatter.
Yeah. Yeah, just go fatter.
Yeah.
I just think.
or uglier.
Like, yeah, look, there are certain exceptions always.
Wheelchair, well, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't want to be Ken Jennings over there. But I mean, whatever.
But I also don't believe this shit.
Yeah.
I don't believe either one.
Everyone should stop having sex. Just bugs me.
I feel like half the guys who responded to this, that they like some degree of non-monogamy in their relationship, gave their wife herpes at
yeah.
some point.
Oh, sure. There's always going to be that.
Yeah.
Just riddled with just bad cum. Anyway. So Amy Winehouse.
I gave her herpes and, you know, she almost kicked me out of the house. But then I threatened to, you know, I threatened to say that she was drugging our kids. So, yeah, I would say I prefer some degree of non-monogamy in my relationship.
I gave her herpes. She kicked me out. Very, very nasty woman.
Very nasty woman.
I'm polyamorous. Polyamorous Trump. All right. Well, we should wrap this up. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, you get, if you want more comp, you get the Patreon at patreon.com/RayComp. You get extra episodes every week for $5 a month. So you can check that out. Otherwise, you know, we'll see you next week right here. Thanks for tuning in.